Welcome back. It is the 5 by 5 podcast. My name is David, and I'm glad. I'm glad that each and every one of you guys who have been checking me out weekly and seem like we're a Wednesday kind of show now, right? Wherever, whenever, however you're checking me out, I do appreciate every last 1,036 of you guys now. Just growing a little bit, you know. And I do have to apologize because I'm not on as frequently. Well, I guess I am, sort of, maybe. As I used to be, which I used to podcast all the time. But y'all ain't trying to hear me all the time and listening to my mouth. I know you're not. But it's all good. It's all good. But I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are enjoying the last few days of summer for the kids. So you guys who have kids, I know you guys are happy that they're going back to school. Send their little asses back to school. But what I don't understand is when I was a school age kid, we didn't go back to after Labor Day. So whoever thought of this nonsense of to send these kids back in the middle of summer, well, I guess the latter part of summer, but closer to the middle than the end. In the second week of August, y'all tried it. You know, you tried it. So I know all you homeschool kids are like, ha ha, y'all got to go in a hot classroom. Because some of these, all these schools aren't air conditioned, you know, and it's been hot, even in the area that I live in, which historically hasn't really been that hot. If you look at it for my lifetime, you know, we had pretty mild summers and, you know, occasionally get really hot, but we have gotten this year in particular, we've gotten a ton of humidity along with the heat. And it's like, someone asked me, told me the other day, I never see you wear pants and you're not going to. It's hot. I get hot and I'm not burning up. So no, I'm not wearing any pants. I'll have shorts, so I'm just not walking around in my skivvies. I'm not wearing any pants until summer. No, till summer is over. It will be October when I start. Now, like tonight, I take the back. Tonight, I did wear pants because I went to my fabulous niece. It was her birthday today. Happy birthday, Shani. You guys have heard of her on the show a couple of times. Look for more, hopefully, from her when we go to Chicago Comic Con on August the 20th. We're going to go to Chicago for the weekend. Well, I guess Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I haven't really decided yet, but I know we're definitely going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe she'll be on and give her view of it's so funny that I pulled her into this nerd realm of mine, and she has her own, which I think is just not the stuff that I like. She has her own nerd thing that she likes. You know, it's funny, she likes Life with Steven, and I think if her uncle can help her, which I'm going to try, I think she wants to cosplay one of the characters, Amethyst, or I don't know all the names. I just know Steven with the gem in his belly. That's the only one that I know. But so hopefully she'll do that. That'd be fun. Hopefully you will hear from her, because we'll be doing some live podcasting, hopefully, from Chicago Comic Con. So that'll be fun. Like I said, we celebrated her birthday today. We are 20 years and 20 days apart. And I always tell people that we're 2020. you know. And although she is a Leo, and but she is not the quintessential Leo. She's a little bit more laid back than a lot of Leos that I know. Although, you know, we went to Chili's for some reason. That is her favorite restaurant. It used to be my favorite restaurant years ago. But my tastes have graduated a little bit. So, I guess it's starting to digest, and I'm like, I need to find what them things called, not the Tums, but, the Rolays. I need to find, it is Tums. And I have them somewhere. If I get rid of all these damn pop figures I have all over the place, maybe I can find some of my shit. Because, like I've told you guys before, my pop figure addiction has gotten way out of control. Although, I haven't bought any this week. Applause, applause, applause. Yes, I should get some applause for that. But, regardless of all that, I need to do that because the food just didn't. They've changed the menu, and what is with all the freaking avocados? And then like the avocado that was on a plate that my sister was eating tonight, it didn't seem real. It's like they drew. It's like they if there was a 3D printer to make a copy of a slice of avocado, and then they had to add the color and colors onto it. That's what it seemed like. Because when my fork, when I, you know, was touching it to get it away from me, because I think they're totally disgusting. And I know they're supposed to be really, really healthy with the good fats and stuff like that. But I think they taste greasy. And so when I moved it with my fork, I mean, it all kind of crumbled apart. I'm like, oh, that's not an avocado. I don't know what that is. You know, of course, everybody laughed at me. We did get to poke fun at my dad tonight. The author from, or the story who, the person's life who wrote a book, obviously, from, what's the show you guys watch on Netflix? Orange is the New Black. Is it Penny? Katie? Cindy, one of those. I don't know who the girl is. It's the white chick, right? It's about her life. And she was local in town tonight. And so my niece is a fan of the show. So is my sister. And so is my mother. And I was sharing. I said, you know who was in town tonight? It was the chick from, you know, Orange is the New Black. But the real chick who the show is based on the book, she was here tonight. And then my dad pipes up and says, he wants to be part of the conversation. He says, J.K. Rowling. And it was the funniest thing. And that was the big chuckle of the night. I'm like, really, Dad? J.K. Rowling? And they're like, no, Dad. It's so funny when I say it all the time. I've aged out of certain things. I was at Super Mega Replay yesterday, and I was looking at a game or something, and the little guy, cute little guy, by the way, was trying to tell me, well, this is what you're, I'm like, yeah, no, I done aged out of that. I don't know nothing of what you're talking about. Like cell phones, laptops, HD TV. I got my Apple TV and all this stuff. I got that on lock. My iPad, I got that on lock. But these video games, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you might as well be speaking a different language. You know, so it was funny that my dad said that. I'm like, oh, Dad, you really have aged out of pop culture. Although you did know who J.K. Rowling is, which I was pretty impressive. But I'm sure he's seen a Harry Potter. My dad's the kind of guy that sits back in his man room and just flips channels. Most of the time he's watching some nature show. You know, but on the odd occurrence, he likes white chicks. Don't ask me why. Don't make no funny joke. he likes white chicks. The movie. What's the one with Damon Wayans, Sergeant somebody? And he's like the really, it's horrible acting. He's like has his little, like, Boy Scout kids in. It's like the Bad News Bears meets military camp or something like that. Y'all don't know. And Major Payne. That's what it is. And stuff like that. He watches. And he'll watch it 1,001 times. You know. And but so my sister and I, we're planning his 70th birthday. You know, his 70th birthday. So I just sometimes I have to look at that. And I'm like, wow, my parents are old. You know, my parents are old. And it's a little, I don't know. I think it makes me think about my mortality, because if my parents are old, you know, that means that I'm getting older, of course. I am a man of a particular age. And I'm like, oh, you know, and that my sister and I were talking about tonight. I'm like, yeah, that's really going to be 70 years old. You know, and thing is, and I tell people who talk about I can't find a job, or people, you know, the people that I that work for me, and they fuss about, oh, that's too much work, or I need a day off. My dad has worked not every day, but he's done a 40 plus hour job for more than I've been alive, longer than I've been alive. And he's going to be 70. He's still working. And I think that's where I get my work ethic from. Cause not complain about being tired and my job is so horrible and I work so many hours. But the reality of it is my dad still does really physical labor, you know, at 70, 69 years old. And he goes to work every day and he does not complain. He doesn't complain. He goes, does what he's supposed to do. I think I get that. And I've always admired my dad for that. You know, of course, we always think, well, my parents could have done that better. And of course, I have those stories too. But the shining thing about my father, you know, and I think that's lost on the generation that's coming up, is the work ethic. And that's just not for black people, which I can speak to about black people. These young guys that think it's easier to sell the dope on the corner or out of your house or whatever they're doing and shooting up these neighborhoods and killing people. It's so insane. It's so insane. My dad gets up every morning and he goes to work, and he works Monday through Friday. And I know he's tired, but you know, I think he just works for the insurance pretty much now. But you know, he's always done the right thing. He's always been a provider, and not only for my mother, myself, and my sister. You know, he helped raise the grandkids. You know, and so so that's one thing I can't say. Has he done everything perfect in his life? Absolutely not. You know, the things that he and I don't agree on? Absolutely. But has he been somebody I can look to and say, that man has always had a job and he's always taking care of his family? I can say that every day. And I can't take anything away from it. And I just wish more people, like some of these youngins coming up now, would just, you know, sometimes you got to pull yourself up and do, you know, not doing anything is easy. Working and doing the right thing, it's very hard. It is hard. You know, me getting up and going to work every day, it's very hard. Do I want to do it? No, I don't. Do I have to do it? No, I don't have to do anything. But in order to have the life that I want, to be a role model for my young nephew, you know, I'm going to do it, because I don't want to be a bum. You know, I don't get no kids, you know, and anything. But I just think my dad has kind of showed. Gave that to me. I know I did not go on a long diatribe about that for nothing. but anyhow, I didn't mean to do all that. But wasn't sure if I was going to talk about anything tonight. Wasn't too sure. I'm like, well, I'll go on and talk to the kids for a little bit at least and see what they're doing, because I can call you guys kids, because a lot of you guys are younger than me, but that's okay. Like I said, So who knows what we're going to talk about tonight. But I am going to talk about Windows 10. Now, I'm not at, you know, I know about computers, but when it comes to the technical aspects of what it's supposed to do, you know, how's this work, I don't know about that. So you might get some misinformation. I know what it doesn't do and what it did. So I'll be talking about that. We'll talk about some other things. I don't know what or, I don't know. I'll come up with something, because, it is the 5x5 podcast, you know, and every once in a while, I believe it or not, I do, what's the saying, you know, that when you don't, sometimes I'm at a loss for words. Don't get cute with it, because I do. I was thinking, you know, I have to go here on the web if I can get to it, see maybe some other tidbits that I hadn't planned on talking about, and we'll talk about them. So sit back, relax. If it's late and you want to have that last cocktail before you go to bed, it'll be a perfect time to do it, because all I'm doing is talking some shit. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll go in on Windows 10 and we'll find some other things to talk about. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. You know I like that song. Cameo, Larry Hagman, or is it Roger Troutman? It's Larry Troutman. Y'all know who it is. Anyhow, welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. And we're sitting here just talking a little noise tonight and seeing what you guys are doing. You know, you always, when I tell you guys about it, can join us live here on Spreaker.com in the chat room and give me your feedback. Or just talk shit with me in the chat room. I like that. I vibe off that. But don't get too cute because you might not like the response. But it'd be all in fun. You know, I used to get in trouble if I would say something about a topic or not even one in particular. People would get their panties all in a wad and be all mad at me and shit. Y'all remember that? I still don't like that person. I still don't like him. But you know, hey, we've all moved on. Deuces. Fuck you and the bitches that you came with. Ugly bitches always won't talk the most shit. And that's that's Kay Michelle. See, I'm so wrong. See, when I don't have nothing to talk about, it gets really, really, really train wrecky, and people really get mad at me. So, I need to be careful what I say because you know they'll be tweeting and Instagramming and texting and shit about me. But just like then, I still don't care. But is that wrong? Am I wrong to feel that way? It's wrong, right? You guys would tell me, right? Maybe. Anyhow, but you know what? A few weeks ago, I told you guys about somebody who worked at Walgreens didn't get mad at me. They had hit me up on social media or one of those growler, grinder, scruff type websites. And they see me in the Walgreens store. They're like, I see you in Walgreens. Do you want... Oh, said I was cute and all that kind of stuff. You know, what's up or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. And so then when I said, yeah, well, that's not what I'm looking for, you know, but what's up? And then he's like, you don't even want to be friends or you're so rude and all that stuff. Boy, goodbye. And I think I told you guys about that. So I hadn't been to that Walgreens since because it's weird. It is very stalkerish. And then you had an attitude because I didn't play into your advances. So... fast forward to yesterday, I go to Walgreens and I'm like, oh, there he is. You know, he's going to say, and I'm walking around the store like, I was trying to wait for another cashier to open, you know, because I didn't want to go through that weirdness. And then I happened to be with my mother. And I'm like, and here's the, I'm very out and I'm very proud. But don't be saying nothing slick in front of my mom because you might get punched in the face. I'm like, oh, hell. Then they're going to open another cash register. And I had to go through this, through his lane. And so he knew the exchange that we had. Obviously. And I'm like, well, okay, whatever. And so we go to land and my mom went first. And, and so was that today? Today's what? It was Monday. And so I was, you know, cause you know, my mom had to get some her stuff out of her purse, whatever. And then, we're looking for the Walgreens card, her Walgreens card. Why does this man put his hand on my hand? In my head is like, David, please do not cuss him out. Please. Because you're doing too much. And his nails are way too long. I mean, they were this kind of nasty long, like, maybe you need to cut your nails a little bit. And they're just long and nasty. And I'm like, dude, really? So I just pulled away. I'm like, okay, don't touch me anymore. I didn't say it. I just pulled away. But then on my face, you know, I'm sure the temperature dropped. It was 95 outside. I sure it dropped to below zero in there because I wasn't having it. And not that I'm a catch, which I kind of think I am. not that I'm a catch or anything. And I'm ready to sneeze. So if I sneeze, forgive me. It's just when you're at work, and I've said this 1,001 times, this is even to my friends, you know, because I talked about this before. You know, there's a little YouTube video out there that says what we're really saying when we say girl. Now, I say girl a lot, but I normally say girls to girls. I don't call boys girls. I don't care if you're Caitlyn Jenner or not. Yeah, I said it. And and it was saying, like, if you say girl, that would mean, what happened? Tell me give me the deets, right? Or are you like, hey, girl, that's hello, you know, or girl, or that's like a, no, you didn't. I'm one of those kind of boys. I'll say one of those kind of gay boys. I will say that, you know, I will go to, oh, girl, bye, you know, that's just me. I'll say something like that. And so, where was I going with that story? I was going somewhere with it, and I got so caught up in the girls, I forgot. It'll come back to me. And so, anyhow, this dude, and, you know, and I pulled back. I was like, you know, why are you touching me? You know, keep your hands to yourself, you know, because I don't want you touching me. And if you say something, if you do say something slick, I'm probably going to throat chop you. And so then my mother, you know, I pay for her stuff with her card, and then I had to get mine out. And I'm like, and here's the thing about that is, which more I think about it, the weirder it is, because I use my Walgreens card. Now you know where I live. You know my full name, you know, and now, you know, not only are you stalking me online, you know my full name, and you could, because this is the Walgreens that's close to my house, you could clearly drive down the street and get, and, you know, find out where I live. So I'm like, is that creepy? Am I being oversensitive about that? Is that me being like, okay, David, you might be doing too much. You might be thinking about it too much. I don't think so. So, but I hope if he approaches me again, or I have that, I'm just gonna have to avoid that story. But the thing is, when I have my mom, that's the Walgreens she likes to go to because she has a friend that works there, you know. And I'm like, you know, so I think it's gonna be unavoidable. So maybe I'll catch a day when he's not working, because it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of weird, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. But like I was saying earlier, you can always join us here live here on the 5x5 podcast here on Spreaker.com. Or if you catch us on iTunes, if you listen in the archives, or catch us on iTunes, whether you're listening through your iPod, your iPhone, your iPod, your iPad, or Apple TV, don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe and rate and listen. Or you can check out the 5x5.blogspot.com. Blogspot, which is totally not updated because I really haven't had the time. But you can listen live over there or listen to a show from the archives. But I would rather you guys listen live, or when you're at the Blogspot blog, leave us a voicemail. Been asking you guys to leave us a voicemail for many, 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 many weeks now. And I've only got two for my friends from the Thought Bubbles podcast. And I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all need to get on the program, because I want to hear from some of you guys. What else do we have here tonight? I'm going to take another quick little break. It's going to be more. There's a lot of music tonight because I don't got a lot to say. But we're going to talk about the little a letter that Steve Grand. I think it's funny. And I'm telling you right now, I might say some old shady shit, because I think we didn't put you up on a pedestal, and I ain't even heard a song on the radio. So, so I get to understand where he's coming from. But we'll talk about that. We'll get to Windows 10. And I'm sure I have something else to talk about. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. It is the 5x5 podcast. I was like a second look, because I was reading some drama, y'all. Sometimes I feel like the black big bear Wendy Williams, because I do gossip. And I had to learn, I had to watch my mouth, because sometimes I'll get to talking and I won't shut up and I'll tell some shit I ain't supposed to tell. So I had to be careful. So be careful what you tell me, because I'll tell somebody else, and you don't get mad at me, because if they're supposed to be told, then you need to keep your mouth shut, right? Because, because I don't want nobody coming around, spinning around on me
like a tornado, girl,
and trying to tell me off because I done said some shit that you done told me you wasn't supposed to say, right? Anyhow, what I was reading, because I was trying to find you guys some content, you know, my favorite source of information and gossip, because Instinct Magazine has turned into the gay version of Us. the Us magazine or the Inquirer, I think it has a little bit more information. The Inquirer or Radar Online. Anyhow, now see, I didn't know this because you know sometimes I'm slow to get some information and I don't know everything, and I had to get pieces from here and there, and then finally it's all revealed to me what's going on. But this is what I just read because I didn't know this. Gwen Stefani and her boyfriend broke up, right? And this is about gossiping and telling shit. So it could be me one of these days. She was married to Gavin Rosdale. Now, I don't know who he is. Maybe you white folks know who he is, but I don't know who he is. His ex-male lover scandal on why Gwen Stefani and Gavin split. They announced this week that they were splitting. And so supposedly this ex-boyfriend of Gavin Rosdale is a cross-dressing pop star named Marilyn. And in an exclusive interview, he told Radar Online that this couple has struggled for years. He said that Rosdale had openly confessed their issues to his former boyfriend. So maybe he's trying to get it back in. And he said, and according to this guy, girl, whatever, he said he opened up about his marriage to Stefani in an hour-long intimate phone call shortly before they announced their split. But he says tensions were bubbling for much longer. It really isn't that surprising. This has been going on for years. Well done to them for trying so long. The problem was that Rosdale has many issues surrounding his sexuality and the history of their affair. After a passionate gay relationship in the early 1980s, Rosdale dated women after finding fame. And then this guy, Marilyn, revealed their relationship in 2009. This is the guy from Bush. Okay. See, now it's all coming together. The frontman denied the relationship before admitting he had lied in 2010. He called the relationship an experimentation, indiscretion of youth. He's like, well, our experiment went on for 5 years. If you don't live in your own truth, whatever it may be, how can you be happy? You're not at peace with yourself. Okay. he also alleges that Rosdale's wife Stefani was uncomfortable with the dirty details of his past becoming public. Maybe that's why she made Holla Back, Girl, Boy, whatever that song was that you all was dancing to. She said she didn't want to know or acknowledge certain things about him. She wanted to edit his past and he wanted to as well. But how do you go into a relationship and not be 100% honest? You can't have an ongoing stable relationship being untruthful or unaccepting. I just don't get it. She didn't want to know or acknowledge certain things about him, he claims. She wanted to edit his past and he wanted to as well. They print that twice. Instinct says, if Gavin has actually been discussing the details of his marriage with his former cross-dressing boyfriend, Marilyn, perhaps he should find better confidence. I know that's right, because this boy has been sitting around waiting for them, hoping for them to break up all these years so he can spill the tea. You already told it. Stay out of their relationship, and he shouldn't be calling you if he really is calling you, because I don't believe all that. He ain't called you. Or maybe he is. He's just realizing who he is and who he wants to be. But there's people who live lifetimes, aka Bruce Jenner, well, aka Caitlyn Jenner, his name. they deny that they suppress themselves for so long, and then when they just feel that they had enough of not living, and everybody uses this now, and I've even said it before, living in their own truth, I think they finally have to, just for that moment of happiness, or just to be them, just to live every day as in their authentic self. And so that's all fine and good and everything, but stop having people. My thing is, if y'all ever hear a scandal about me and it's not coming out of my mouth, don't believe the motherfucker that told you, because it didn't come from me. You need to hear from the horse's mouth, not from some third party, unless they have my black ass tape recorded. you know, ooh, you think all these podcasts I've talked all this shit all this for 2 years now can be used against me if something happens? So like, this is what Mr. David thinks about since this is such. I might have to delete some of these, but no, I just think, you know, people run their mouths and, you know, I'm not one for outing people and telling people's business, even though I do gossip, but I gossip about funny shit. I gossip if you fell down and you didn't think nobody saw. I gossip if you had a Nike shirt on with some Reebok shoes. I'm going to gossip about that. I ain't going to gossip about your personal life because I really don't care, you know, what goes on in your house. But anyhow, on to other gossip, which I think this is really interesting, and I thought some type of way about it when I first seen the pictures. You know, Steve Graham is the really, really, really uber fit, uber sexy country singer that had that groundbreaking, quote unquote, video of, I guess it was about a gay military person or being the... I don't know. It has something to do about a boyfriend, and he had a girlfriend, and then he was the boyfriend, the one of the boyfriend that had it was messy. But you know, people like that old bullshit, and so he posted on his Instagram a few weeks ago this picture showing all his private parts all pushed up and bunched up in this little bitty Speedo, you know, legs on fleek. I said I would never say that again, but I said it. You know, body on point. He's a decently attractive man. You know, and I don't know if this is brilliantly or not, and I'm not bashing him for whatever reason, but I'm gonna read it to you guys so you guys will know what this. I ain't gonna call him a fool. I like to have him on the show. What are you really talking about? Because some people don't care about your music. I'm sorry. It's not like you're what's that one boy that got divorced from that girl, the country singer Blake Shelton. It's not like you're him, you know. So Steve Grant, fresh off brilliantly defending himself for sometimes wearing the above Speedo at the beach of all places, has one more thing to say. He's more than just a bulge boy. After being unfairly criticized for showing his body too much, Steve points out that there are other things he does that largely go unnoticed by the public. If you have to tell somebody what you're doing to get credit, then you might not be doing as much as you think you are. But that's just me. He may be. I don't know. But I don't think your actions show, and I don't think you need to say, well, I did this, this, and this, and that's why y'all shouldn't be. You're on the beach half naked. Somebody's going to say something about it. I'm sorry. You're a semi-celebrity. Somebody's going to say something about it. So get off your high horse. Anyhow, he says, and I thought this was kind of shitty. I usually let things like this pass without speaking up about it. For 2 years, I've trudged through it all with a smile. So hopefully I'll get a pass for speaking up on my behalf this time. It would be nice if any other aspect of my life/work as an artist/advocate got a fraction of the press I get for wearing a bathing suit by gay media. Boy, gay media is the only people that's buying your record or listening to you. Nobody else cares. And no, this is not a message to the haters, but a message for those at all interested in what I have to say about me. I have carved a unique path for myself as an artist/performer. My album debuted at number 3 on the Billboard's Independent Albums chart last March. I performed on national TV and in front of live audiences all over the world. I ran the most successful music Kickstarter campaign by an artist never signed on a label. I broke download records on Bandcamp.com. I've never heard of that. for my first song without management or a label. I've been sent overseas by the U.S. State Department, where I spoke out for LGBTQ rights and gave masterclasses to music students about the business from the perspective of an independent artist. I've done more benefit concerts for the community than I can remember. I travel with live musicians despite it being far less profitable so that my fans get the very best show from me. I never stopped to take a picture. I've never stopped, not stopped, to take a picture with a fan. Even when my meet and greets go beyond 2 hours, I've been so fortunate to connect with people in very unique and special ways only singer/songwriters can, and forever grateful to my fans who have made it possible. And I continue to invest every last cent into my work to the point of my own personal and financial detriment. And a few more random thoughts. So he wasn't done. After he went on a little tirade about how great he is and people should be applauding him for his charitable things that he does, he goes on to say, outside of my work as an artist / performer / advocate, I am a colorful, complex, deeply flawed, ever-evolving young man just happy to barely make enough doing what I love to get by. I am most energized when I'm performing live, but other times I would do just about anything to be invisible. That's not true. You're half naked on the bit with your dick hanging out. Almost invisible. I am nuanced, sensitive, and reflective, but on stage I am loud, confident, and in control. I'm not simple. I am layers of apparent contradictions. I struggle in silence from crippling anxiety and depression that sometimes keeps me from leaving my bed altogether. But I also, maybe it's that damn tight ass speedo that's hurting you and just pushing your balls up into your brain. I'm sorry. but I also enjoy moments. I'm not shade. I promise you guys, I'm not being shady. I'm just
like a tornado girl.
I'm trying to shut it. You know, with the average person who really doesn't care what somebody really looks like, I can appreciate a nice looking man with a crazy body. I appreciate a nice one with a nice body. But when you're walking around and every picture that you're posting publicly and for a response, mind you, for a response, or you wouldn't put the picture up there. It's not like, oh, I'm hanging out. You're like you said, you're a successful number 3 charting Billboard independent artist person. So you're a celebrity. You don't think people are going to make more comments about your dick being up in all everybody's face in all these pictures, and you walking around in a thong bikini? Not that I care that you're walking around, that you can, because I wish I could do that. But don't have an issue when people start talking about it, because again, a lot of people don't know who the hell you are. So bring it on down, boo, and stop. Every moment or anything that you get to be in the limelight and that brings attention to who you are, whether it's them skimpy ass shorts and shit you wearing, you know, you're proud of your body. We all understand that. It's going to bring more attention to the things you're doing. People are going to want to look, well, who is this Steve Grant? And maybe, just maybe, they're like, oh, well, that, you know, he's cute and everything, but look. Oh, that song's kind of okay. Maybe it make people pay more attention. So all these other things that you're doing for being a quote unquote advocate, maybe they'll get a little light too. So calm down. Anyhow, he goes on to say, nothing about him is black and white. I am very clashing, screaming. I am every clashing, screaming color of intensity. I don't believe in God, but I believe. Oh, see, you fucked up there. But I believe that human connection can be so powerful, it can feel supernatural. My capacity to love is deeply mirrored by my own ability to hurt and feel pain. I hate being made to feel like a victim, but even more, I hate to feel misunderstood. I feel so much compassion for my LGBTQ brothers and sisters, many who are damaged in all kinds of ways from the world we were brought up in, but I feel so much anger for the way I see how quick we are to judge and hurt one another. I have worked very hard for many years to do what I do, but I also recognize I have been very privileged in many ways. I love learning about the universe because it makes my life and my life's perspective, life's respective worries and fears seem so small and insignificant. If that was true, you would be writing this, letter. I don't believe any person is better or worse than the next. I wish to want to find some peace and relief in this life that can often be so senselessly cruel. Thank you for your continued love and support for making all this possible to begin with. Forever grateful to each and every one of you. And then you have the internet trolls, which nobody has to agree with me. And I know a lot of people don't agree with me a lot of times, but real talk, are you serious? I mean, are you serious? I don't get that. He said, the one person who responded to that, he said, yes, it's true. Steve Grand set this all up. Right. Honestly, my roommate has the same red pair from one of my many previous Instinct articles, Swimmer for Andrew Christian. But Steve did step it with Andrew Christian Bulge Enhancer. My roommate got one of those too. Haha, we all tried it on. Now that was fun. But anyway, Steve needs to stop complaining again about the attention when he posted the image and asked for attention. Thank you for somebody being the voice of reason so I don't feel like the only asshole that's saying something about it, because come on. Seriously, dude. Can you bring that on down? Because everything that you're saying and all that nonsense that you're spewing out, nobody gives a care. You know? I mean, seriously. You know, and that's what gets me about celebrities, even, you know, straight of and celebrities, that they do all this stuff that's out there. And then get mad when people either criticize or have a comment about it. Well, you don't know me. You don't know my life. Well, you put it all out there for somebody to criticize. And you want us to know some part of your life. So when the only thing we see is what you're putting out there, of course, somebody's always going to have something to say. You know, somebody's always going to have something to say about what you do, especially when you're in the limelight. And that's the one thing about social media. About how, and I talked about this before, about how quick everything is and how fast things spread. And it's to the point to where you can't do anything without it being noticed. Now, nobody cares about what I have to say. You know, there might be a few people, the three people who just like the show. Thank you. And why aren't you guys in the chat room? Who's out there? You know, nobody cares what I have to say. But, I mean, if you take yourself that seriously and you think you're so self-important, you know, that you have to, now I would say he didn't lash out. I think part of what he has to say was very genuine, but I thought it was very pretentious and very egotistical to come out that way. You know, I think this is just me. Thanks guys for checking me out, for looking at the pictures, but you know, this is not all of me, but hey, why don't you check out this? Don't smack everybody's hand, you know, for Googling Steve Grand and Speedo. Steve Grand, his balls is big. You know, don't do that. You know, people are going to do that because, again, whatever the attention is that somebody is giving you for whatever the reason, because you did it on purpose, you knew what the result was going to be. Because, again, you're a nice-looking man with a crazy body. If you think people are not going to pay attention to that first, come on. When people see me, they're like, oh, look at his big ass. He's probably over ready to go get him some Doritos. They probably say that about me, you know, and they get to talk to me when oh, I see you like those Doritos, big boy, but, you know, but you're pretty smart and you're pretty funny. You know, you do anything else? Well, I do have a podcast that's on every Wednesday night on the Spreaker. No, I would never do that. I don't even talk about my podcast in my real life. In my offline life, I don't even talk about my podcast. You know, I'll talk about it like in my little conventions and stuff that I go to. There's somebody who I think might be interested, but it's not like I'm going, oh, here's my card, check me out. I don't do all that. You know, it's just whatever attention that you're putting out there on social media, it is self-inflicted. And well, the what you put out there and whatever attention you get from it has been self-inflicted. And if you're going to sit and whine about it, stop taking pictures of yourself in Speedos. We'll be right back. you know, I am such a 80s, but that was New Shoes 80s or was it 90s? I don't know, but I'm such an 80s, 90s boy, music boy. I love it. I haven't played this song in a long time, so I thought I'd play it tonight. I think I had something else to gossip about, but I forgot. Have you guys, started watching Teen Wolf this season? I mean, now talking about them boys, I think that you had to be a Calvin Klein model to be on this show. You know, the new people. You know, they had a who they were looking for, and I guess I still have old school ways about me, I guess, is just say, even though I'm a gay man, I've been out for a very, very, very long time. But the funny thing is, there's so much gay on TV now, it makes me cringe. And the whole, and then another thing is, we play into the stereotypes. I was watching the latest episode of Teen Wolf on TV, and they would use the one brother that's on the show. Well, I guess the other guy from Walking Dead, he's on there too, but the doctor, the veterinarian, but the new black guy that's on there, because they got rid of Faith the Vampire Slayer. Where's she at? You know, she was on Vampire Diaries, but she ain't on it anymore. The one black, the brother that's on there, he's gay, you know. Why you throw every stereotype? He's a nerd, he's gay, he's the only black boy in the school, and he's with one of the cutest white boys. He's friends with one of the cutest white boys, but the white boys get the supernatural power, but y'all make him the gay boy that's chasing a supernatural, no, messy, right? Doing too much. So, but tonight, on the latest episode, you know, they go to a club, and again, I cringe at some of the imagery because, I think it sends the wrong message. And the club is called Cinema, spelled with S-I-N. I'm like, y'all going straight to hell for all that. Stop it. And so, and then the white boy, of course, he's the only black person in the club. Like, I've been there, right? And so, it went from here, not when I lived in Atlanta. But he's the only black person in the club. And so he's looking at this one guy, whatever. And then y'all automatically start kissing. Come on. Don't send that image to young, because that's not what it's all about. About going to the clubs, drinking, and licking on the hottest boy in the club if you're able to. I'm like, that kind of made me cringe. But there's so much gay on TV. I'm like, I am gayed out. You know, but the funny thing the other day, the other day, it's been a couple months. I've never talked about it on the show before, but and my mom is a soap opera person, right? And so she was telling me about the soap opera, and she's like, well, there's one that's a transsexual on there, and you know, there's all these like, transsexuals, and she's married a guy, she's trying to be with this guy, and then he's going to, I'm like, they got transsexuals on soap operas now. I know they have gay people, gay relationships on soap operas now. I said, oh, they got the trans on there now, too? And so I'm like, oh, we are taking over, you know. You don't see that many black people on TV as much as you see gay people on TV now. we didn't take the third spot, right? Which is totally fine. I think it's good, but I think we still, even, and I'll say this about white people too, you know, don't put us in roles where we're the first to get killed, like always, because they're gonna kill this little black boy. He ain't gonna make it to the next season. But don't make us be the thugs or the, like before. We didn't want to be the maid. We didn't want to be the pimp. We didn't be the hook. We didn't want to be the hooker. You know, don't put the gay people in, unless they like looking. They got canceled. They gave I think a semi real look at gay life in San Francisco from a small circle of friends perspective. I think when you have a show, it's a young teen show, and just like queer as folk, I think it sends the wrong message. Even though people loved it, I don't really care about it because we're no black people on it, right? It's true. And I think we send the wrong message when you see underage drinking, going into a club, and then, you know, which club looked kind of hot, but, you know, then you're running around kissing on people. Not that it doesn't happen, because it most definitely does. I've seen it with my own eyes. I lived in Atlanta. And I just think, don't send the wrong message to the youth. I think it's irresponsible. But, you know, hey, that sells. It has broadened the audience. But I don't want the stereotype. I hate that. Just let me be regular. You know, just let me be the regular gay on the show. You know, and give me superpowers. anyhow, winding down tonight. I can't leave this episode. I can't believe I've talked for an hour. Hours went that fast, you guys. Over an hour now. Windows 10. You heard it from me first. Well, maybe second or third by now, because it came out earlier this week or last week. Don't download it until it's getting fixed or the bugs are worked out, because it has compromised my whole system and nothing works. I'm surprised I was able to do a podcast from my laptop because it's so bad. Now, they have this new thing called Internet Explorer Edge or Microsoft Edge or something. It seems to be working really good. Points. You get points for that. But my Firefox doesn't work. And what is this thing about now when my computer goes to sleep, it doesn't wake up. I have to turn it all the way off to bring it back on. It's very laggy. It's very slow. Adobe only works in certain web browsers. Like web pages. It's just not good. So it's not a win. So I did see where in the settings you could get, I guess in Windows 8.1, I guess what it was, the last update to Windows 8, you could get that back and then, you know, get Windows 10 again at a later time. I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And I've been trying to, I don't have time to sit here and figure it out. And I'm pretty sure like the sleep thing is a pretty simple fix. But I don't want it fixed. I want it like it was before y'all downloaded this bullshit onto my computer. And it's just not good. And like when I started, like, you know, on when I'm doing the Spreaker live broadcast, I normally use Firefox, but it wouldn't even load it. It wouldn't even load it. It kept on saying it crashed. So I actually was able to do it through this Edge Mark Internet Explorer Edge or Edge Microsoft, whatever it is. Was able to do it. So yeah, not happy about how it's working. So maybe it's time to get a Mac. I'm done with Windows, because this is just, I've said something horrible about it every day. I know they get a little survey popped up today. It's like, would you recommend Windows 10 for a friend? Hell no. Y'all, here, I'll tell you what they need to do. Get rid of Windows 10 and go on back to 9, because y'all skipped 9. Go on back to Windows 9, and then maybe, just maybe, you know, Windows 10 will be ready. That's what you skip the number, that's what you get. Maybe Windows 10, when it's the appropriate time for it to come out and y'all have done everything that you guys need to do with it, it'll be ready in sequence. You don't see iPhone, you know, jumping. I think they went one through where they're on 6 now. You know, if they might have 6.5 or 6.2 or, you know, 6 plus or whatever they've done, or how they did the, I think when iPhone 3 came out, it was 3.1 and all that kind of nonsense. The operating system I'm talking, speaking of, is it on? It's on 8 now. I think iOS 8. They didn't jump around, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I don't think they did. Because when you miss a number, that means you missed some shit. Because supposedly they combined 7 and 8 to get 10. It didn't work. Anyhow, don't forget, you know, we do have contests running. Anti-Vera Charles, I'm going to get your... I've been busy. I've been busy, and I have a really long work weekend ahead of me getting ready to go to Chicago Comic Con. So if you guys have any suggestions of what I should do, and if you're going to Chicago Comic Con on August the 20th to the 21st, no, to the 23rd, let me know. Yours truly will be there. I would love to meet any listeners, if I have any listeners in Chicago or the surrounding area, except for that one, I won't meet you because you might get cussed out. And you know who I'm talking about. if you're going to be there, you know, I'm going to be there, my niece. And maybe if we're lucky, we could kidnap Stephen Amell. Any takers? Any takers, let me know. I'm just kidding. I don't want anybody coming to my house talking about I'm trying to get somebody. I'm playing. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. But there's a lot of people, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Dan Perrin. I know I said that at the time, so I'm getting all my comic books in order, the ones, the things I want to get signed. And pretty much he's the only author, writer. I mean, see, it's time for me to take my black ass to bed. He's the only artist that I want to sign any of my stuff, and maybe I'll get a sketch. And I don't really care how much it costs. If I can get, maybe he can put me and Kevin Keller on. That's what I need to find. I need to find me a blank comic book, a blank Archie comic book, and maybe he can draw me and Kevin Keller on the front. How crazy would that be? Huh. Light bulb just went off. I'll have to see how much his prints go for. And maybe I'll send him a tweet. And maybe we'll get a little interview from him. That would be phenomenal. So hope he doesn't cancel before then. But if you're going to be there, let me know. I would like to meet you. Say hey, whatever. Hang out. Have some fun. And people who are native to Chicago, sightseeing, things to do while I'm in the city. I know I plan on going to Navy Pier, Millennium Park, the Sears Tower, which I think you guys call it something different, and possibly Shedd Aquarium if I can fit it all in to the time that I'm there, because I know there's going to be a lot of Comic-Con stuff going on while I'm there. Hope I have enough money. And I'm driving. You know, somebody told me to take the Amtrak. They told me to drive to Illinois and take the Amtrak up there. So I don't know. That's adds to my expenses. But I think it'll kind of break even. But since my niece got a lot of birthday money tonight, I want to pay for as much for her, even though I'm always going to be the consummate uncle. But guys, have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend. Hopefully Glitter and the Geek will be back next week when I have a little bit more time. But the more time I think I have, the less time that I actually get. So have a great weekend and all that good jazz. And I will see you next time. Good night, everybody. Bye.